This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Mm-hmm. So for us, you're doing a rump beef ragu. So rump beef, yes. No fat kind of...
No, I think, and this cooks quite quickly. You know, if you make a, you can make, you know, I think you can make this, if you can make it with mince, the same thing, but mm-hmm. I just like the chunks of meat, you know, but, and rump steak is still relatively cheap, John, isn't it? You mm-hmm. know, when you get lots of flavour from it, but if we start off, just a small amount of bacon, so you know, like 50 grams of bacon, it's not a lot, or pancetta, and just cook that in a bit of oil, you know, nice and gently with it, you know, so it sort of renders down the fat and gets nice and golden. And then we're going to put a sofrito onto that, so it's really just, you know, finely chopped vegetables, so celery, carrot, onion and garlic. If you have a food processor, just stick them in that, you know, mm-hmm. rather than chop on them all, and then cook that down in the bacon, you know, nice and gently again with a lid on, and give it an odd stir, you know, just to sweat it all down. Lift that up, and after about 10 minutes, throw in a good bit of wine, red wine. Let that cook out a bit, and then passata, which I always have a carton or a bottle of passata in the house because it's good for even just for making a quick soup or something, mm-hmm, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And then some beef stock and a bit of balsamic, and then just let that bubble away for about 10 minutes, and then get onto your steak. And I've cut it up very small, so like a 1 centimetre dice, nice and small. Get some oil in a pan, and get it smoking hot. Seal off your steak, and then add that to the pot, and just give it about half an hour tops, and that's it. That's your ragu.
Sounds delicious. You see the red wine now, and I have there has a great change has come upon my life, because I mm-hmm. have discovered what people talked about for years as, and would have been referred to as, leftover wine, which is something I never recognised for a very long time. No, but I do find now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I find sometimes
John,
the next morning,
I know exactly what you mean.
And there's a bit of wine in the bottom of the bottle. You're thinking,
I know.
What?
Maybe I fell asleep. Maybe half a bottle.
Yes. So uh-huh. I have a couple of what would have been a decent bottle of wine sitting there, and it's probably past the stage where, well, it is past the stage where I'm going to drink it. Can I still keep that? And that would still work for a sauce.
Do you know that the thing, John, is taste it, and if you would drink it, then put it into the sauce, and if it's gone on the turn a wee bit, I mean, I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I've done this. I've put them into the ice cube, you know, into
leftover wine.
Yeah, just put it into the ice cube thing, and then you're taking out a couple of ice cube. Red wine ice cubes and sticking it straight into the sauce.
Who have we become, Paula McIntyre?
Too many birthdays.
Leftover wine.
We've become sensible, John. It happens when you hit your 30s like us.
That is so sad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, I know. I actually have gone the other level, and I got a thing that you know, a vacuumy thing that you put your leftover wine into, and it keeps it for a month. And sometimes there's been times I haven't even, you know,
Is it like a bag?
John.
Like a wee bag?
No, it's a bottle thing, and you just press it down, you put your wine into it. It's like a vacuum sealed kind of thing you put it in, and you press it down, and then you leave it, and then there's a lid on the top, and then when you're ready to have a wee glass of wine, you open it.
Oh, I need one of those now. I'm sorry to say.
I'll send you the link.
Well, that's the rump. That's the rump beef ragu.
That's the rump, yes.
What about the polenta then? Polenta is like Polenta's like couscous, isn't it? It's kind of...
It's actually, it's cornmeal, so dried off corn husks, and then they're ground in a grist mill. So, I mean, the Americans have grits, and it's polenta in Italy.
Is that what grits this, is?
Mm-hmm, grits is a cornmeal. You get white corn grits, is quite popular, and then the yellow corn. So the one you would really see mostly here would be the yellow corn. But go to a deli and get this, John. Supermarkets sell ready-made polenta.
Uh-huh.
You know, in a tube, which, you know, like in a kind of a pack, vacuum packed. That's okay if you've got a boil and you want a poultice, but it's not for eating. No, and I tried it, so nobody else has to. So go to a good deli and get proper cornmeal, Italian cornmeal. And then do it just, I normally do like half water, half milk, and bring it up to a nice simmer, and then just whisk the polenta in, just, you know, get it into a bowl and just tip it in sort of gradually and whisk it. Now, at this stage, and no matter how many times I do this, I get burnt because it bubbles up, you know, plumps up, you know that. So just be careful. And actually what I've started to do now is just stick a lid on it and put it in a low heat, come back to it, take it off the heat, give it a stir, put it back, put the lid on again so you don't get burned.
So it's not like couscous, you just tip
just
it
add
in,
water.
Add the water and let it sit.
No,
this you have to work at it a bit.
This is going to take 45 minutes.
Okay.
You know, it's going to take, you know, and it's just constant. And you'll notice it change. And once it's absorbed, you want it to have the consistency of, you know, nice creamy mashed potato.
All right.
So if you see it going a wee bit, you know, maybe add another bit of water, another bit of milk. And then at the end, just fire in some Parmesan, freshly grated Parmesan. I know I'm in Rome, and if anybody heard me, that I would be escorted out of place, but I always put a bit of butter in at the end.
Sure, they love the butter. So, well, they love it. It's Venice, they
Northern
love the butter.
Northern Italian, love the butter.
Yeah.
Down in Rome, no.
It's all olive oil.
No, all oil. And don't want to put oil into this. You want to put butter in it.
Yeah.
Put a wee bit, and I mean just a tablespoonful of butter into it, and it just gives it a lovely silky finish, and then season it. So you've got, I mean, I always use salted butter and Parmesan, have got salt in them, so check the seasoning. You shouldn't need it, and actually do the pepper first. Do nice freshly ground black pepper, which sometimes just seasons it enough and you don't need any salt in this. So, and then spin that into a bowl, your ragu. At the end of the ragu now, John, I would put in sort of an obscene amount of parsley, you know, so it's nearly like a vegetable, you know, and finely chopped stalks and all. And then on top of your polenta and a nice another grating of Parmesan. And then pour yourself out a very small glass of red wine.
Fresh.
And then whatever else goes back into the ice cube tray. There you are.
That sounds absolutely perfect. Rump beef ragu with soft polenta.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.